Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, CJMQ 88.9 FM, and today we're talking with Dan Ray. He is the director of the exciting play coming up at Bishop's College School, done by the BCS players. So welcome, Dan.
Hi.
And tell us about the play.
This is a murder mystery. We haven't done one for a few years, and they're always very popular. I was looking around for a seasonal murder mystery, one that involves wintertime, and I found one that's set on Christmas Eve. This is a murder mystery in the good old-fashioned Agatha Christie style of almost like And Then There Were None, where there's a bunch of people in a house and somebody ends up dead and you have to figure out who did it.
Okay, so that sounds pretty exciting, especially for this time of the year.
yeah, it's a fun play. As I say to people that ask me, you know, how do you pick it, I said there's no, I don't have any formula for picking plays. I just read lots of them, and then I find one that I think we can do. This one is set in 1936, but it was written in 2011. So it has all the elements of an Agatha Christie, I suppose. No cell phones and a long time for emergency people to arrive, etc. But it's written with a more modern sensibility, in that there's humor, there's irony. It's a nice piece of work, and we've been really enjoying playing working on it.
Okay, sounds great. How long have you been working on the play?
Actually, we've been looking at this one since October.
Okay.
It was originally intended for a pre-Christmas show. We had some scheduling difficulties, and so we're opening up just before our winter carnival here at BCS.
Okay, well, what a great kickoff for the carnival.
Exactly.
Okay, now the BCS players, all students, I would imagine?
Yes, all students. From time to time, we have people from the neighborhood that come in that aren't BCS school members, but this one is all BCS students.
Okay, have you worked with a few of them before?
Several of them, yeah. Typically, we have kids that have performed in two, three, sometimes even more plays. And it's always nice to incorporate new actors in because, you know, people graduate or people move away. So it's nice to have a range of experience in the in any production we do. And that's the case with this one. We've got several kids with two plays. This is their second play, I mean. One young lady, I think this is her third production, as well as two or three years of drama classes. So she's got some experience.
Okay, well, sounds wonderful, and certainly a lot of work put in by you and the students, too. Now, set in 1936, do you have trouble getting the props for the play?
No, we've kind of manufactured the set to follow the outlines that were suggested by the playwright. And being a sort of a semi-formal Christmas Eve, the men were still wearing tuxedos then, that sort of thing. There's one or two props that we had to manufacture, and we've kind of designed the set to look like it's from that era. It's actually set in the William Gillette Castle. William Gillette is a character that has largely been forgotten by the modern audiences, but at one time, he was one of the most famous actors on the planet. He was a stage actor, however, and he had made a deal with Sir Arthur Conan Doyle to write and perform Sherlock Holmes plays. So he was, for many, many hundreds of thousands of people, Sherlock Holmes. He performed that role 1,500 times over 30 years and became fabulously wealthy from it. This is all with Conan Doyle's blessing, because Conan Doyle didn't write stage plays. So William Gillette was a very, very famous, very, very wealthy, very, very powerful actor. In fact, he was the guy, I like to tell people, he was the guy that gave Charlie Chaplin his first job when he came over from England. He was that powerful a guy. He was friends, a little bit like William Randolph Hearst on the West Coast. He built a castle for himself, and all of movie stardom came to visit him. And in fact, you can go visit Gillette Castle in Connecticut right now. It's a state park.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah, he's an interesting guy. I think the reason why we don't know him now is because he was a stage actor, and his work, as stage work does, just disappears when the show is over.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie Chaplin is extremely well known because he was on film, and he made a point of protecting mm-hmm. all of his films.
Okay, so the play, Murder Mystery, The Games of Foot, it starts on Thursday, runs through Saturday, so January 29th, 30th, and 31st. Tickets definitely reasonable, and people should be encouraged to go. A lot of time and energy put into the play. So it's $10 for students, $12 for adults, and you can reserve or you can just show up at the door.
Reserving is the best way to go, but because we are a school, our secretary goes away at 4 o'clock on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't get an answer on the telephone, come on by, and if there's any room available, we'll certainly fit you in.
Okay, so to reserve, it's 819-566-0227 during school hours. That's Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And the play itself will be held at, the Lewis Evans Memorial Theater at BCS, and that is located at 80 Moulton Hill Road, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Dan?
No, it's always nice to chat with the radio station, and encourage people to come out. We have a good reputation for doing theater here, and even if you're not involved in the school, we have more and more people coming, just enjoying good theater. Lots of people from the neighborhood like to drop by, so I'm always happy to see them.
Great, and definitely we encourage the community to drop by and encourage the BCS players, too, because they put in a lot of work, and definitely going to be a great play, so all the best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Alrighty.
Bye.
Bye-bye.